Welcome to D&B College. In this lesson, we're building an Amen-style call and response riff-rel from scratch in Ableton Live 12, then shaping it so it feels like a real drum and bass section, not just a chop-top break loop. The idea is simple, but it's powerful. One drum phrase asks the question, the next phrase answers it. That contrast is what gives jungle, dark rollers, hardcore informed edits, and modern halftime leaning D&B so much life. The drums stay moving, but they still leave room for the bass. And that balances the whole game. Start by loading your Amen source into a clean audio track. Set it to loop across two bars, and keep the warp treatment conservative. If the break is already close to your project tempo, don't force it. You want the groove, the transient shape, and the micro timing to survive. Duplicate the track as well, so you've got one lane holding the core break and another lane ready for editing. That little bit of organization saves you a lot of pain later. Why this works in D&B is because the Amen's identity lives in its transient shape and swing. If you overprocess it too early, you flatten the character that makes it feel like jungle instead of generic chop drums. What to listen for here is the snare front edge. It should still hit clean, and the hats should feel lively without turning into mush. Now slice the break into playable pieces. Use Ableton's slicing workflow and cut at meaningful transient points, not every tiny wobble. Keep the important moments, kicks, snares, ghost note clusters, and those little hat details that give the break movement. Then build a two-bar MIDI phrase. Think of bar 1 as the call, and bar 2 as the response. Bar 1 should be simpler and more readable. Give it a clear snare, a kick or two, and a small pickup at the end. Bar 2 can be a little more adventurous, with a ghost note run, short fill, or a tiny turnaround that answers the first bar. That contrast is the first real sign that the loop is becoming a phrase instead of a collage. A good starting shape is something like this. Bar 1 carries the main identity, with the snare doing the heavy lifting, and bar 2 introduces a variation that leans forward. Keep the snare anchors stable. If the backbeat starts drifting too much, the whole floor disappears. You can nudge ghost notes a touch late for a more laid-back menace, or slightly early for urgency, but keep the main snare pocket dependable. What to listen for is this. Can you hear bar 1 create tension, and bar 2 answer it without just copying the same idea louder? Before you get excited and start adding loads of processing, let the phrase speak for itself. If the edit already feels musical without any extra treatment, that's a great sign. In D&B, the mix is often in the arrangement and velocity balance before it's in the plugins. Once the MIDI feels right, shape the tone with a tight stock device chain. A solid starting point is EQ8, drum boss, then saturator. On EQ8, trim useless low rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. If the break has a harsh, spitty edge around the upper mids, tame that gently instead of trying to carve the life out of it. Then add drum bus with moderate drive and a careful transient push if the loop feels soft. Keep boom very restrained unless the low end is genuinely thin. After that, use saturator for a little extra density. You're aiming for weight and attitude, not just volume. Why this works in D&B is that the Amen already carries a dense frequency fingerprint. You don't need to destroy it. You need controlled emphasis. The goal is to make the drums punch through a club system while staying readable against the bass line. If the snare starts losing edge, back off. A cleaner, punchier route is usually better when the bass is already aggressive. A dirtier, grittier route works if the drums need to carry more of the character on their own. Choose based on the rest of the track, not in isolation. Now add contrast with filtering and automation. Use auto filter on the response phrase, or on specific fill hits, to create movement. You can keep the call phrase full spectrum, then make the response bar feel narrower or darker for a moment. Even a quick low-pass dip can turn a normal fill into a real answer. You can also automate tiny volume changes on ghost notes, so they support the groove without fighting the snare. What to listen for here is whether the second bar feels like a different sentence, not just the same sentence turned up. That's the emotional shift that makes the route feel intentional. If the top end gets cluttered, back off the hats or narrow the response phrase a little. The snare still needs its own lane. For more weight, add a parallel grit lane. Duplicate the edited break, or build a second track with drum bus, saturator, and maybe a touch of redux if you want a little extra edge. Keep that lane quieter than the main break. High pass it a bit so it doesn't blur the low end, then push it until it adds menace in the mid-range. This is especially effective on the response bar, because that's where you can afford to get a little more dangerous. A useful mindset here is to treat the parallel layer as attitude, not as a second main drum part. If you mute it and the loop loses menace but still keeps its identity, you've got it right. If the whole thing collapses, The main lane is depending on the dirt too much. Now bring in the best line, even if it's only a sub pattern for now. This is where a lot of break edits either become real or fall apart. Soloed. The drums can sound huge. In context, they might be eating the low mids or stepping on the kick and sub relationship. Watch the zone around 80 to 200 Hz. If the bass is busy, thin the break a little there. If the bass is sparse, you can let the drums carry a bit more body. What to listen for is whether the snare still cuts through without shrinking the bass, and whether the kick feels like it belongs inside the groove instead of fighting the sub. If the drums feel exciting alone but disappear once the bass enters, don't reach for more top end right away. First check the low mid crowding. That's often the real problem. Once the loop works, start thinking in phrases. Turn your 2-bar route into a 4-bar, 8-bar, or even 16-bar section. Let bars 1 and 2 establish the conversation, bars 3 and 4 introduce a small variation, then pull back a little so the section breathes. You can even use the response bar as your change-up slot, where the fill, filter move, or dirtier resample lives. That way the section feels composed, not copied. This is a big part of why drum and bass arrangement works. The drums aren't just time-heaping. They're speaking. A short reduced bar before the next return can make the following hit feel way bigger. Sometimes a tiny gap is more aggressive than another layer of percussion. Don't underestimate space. Before you call it done, check mono. Collapse the drum group and make sure the kick snare language still survives. If the loop gets small or hollow, reduce any stereo heavy treatment and keep width only in the very high frequency texture, if at all. Then do a final balance pass. Maybe a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz if the break clouds the bass. Maybe a gentle dip around 6 to 8k Hz if the hats get too sharp. Keep your headroom sensible. You want this to be mix ready, not falsely slammed. And here's a useful discipline check. If you mute the drum group for half a bar, do you immediately feel the missing phrase? If yes, the route has identity. If not, it probably needs more contrast between the call and the response. A few extra mindset points will help you make the style work fast. Use clip gain and velocity before you lean on processing. If a hit is too loud before the chain, distortion will only make the problem louder. Keep the snare as the leader of the conversation. Don't widen the whole break for size. That can hollow out the core and create mono issues in a club. And if the section feels too busy, simplify the call bar before you start adding more effects. In this style, contrast is the arrangement tool. So the big recap is this. Build the Amen edit as a conversation. Keep bar 1 readable, make bar 2 more expressive. Use EQ8, drum bus, and saturator to add weight without flattening the transient shape, and always test the result against the bass line in context. Check mono. Preserve snare hierarchy, and let the drums stay aggressive but organized. Your challenge now is to build a 4-bar Amen-style drum route with a clear call-and-response identity, then make one cleaner version and one dirtier version. Keep one bar noticeably simpler than the others, use only stock devices, and print or freeze at least one version once the groove is working. Then listen in mono and ask yourself the key question, does the snare still lead, and does the bass still have room? Get that happening, and you're not just chopping breaks anymore. You're writing drum statements. That's the sound.